Lecture 11. So we're moving now into the realm of terrestrial chemistry. We're looking at the solid chemistry at the Earth's surface. So we're not going to burrow down particularly into the deeper sort of crust. We're going to work mostly with soil chemistry. So we need to know, though, about those inorganic solids that are that component of soil chemistry of interest. The change of one soil mineral into another is the realm of geochemistry. So you might remember a few years back we had Bernd Lottermoser here. Bernd was a geochemist, so these guys are around. They look at issues to do with transformations in the solid state, but also transformations in solution state. So Bernd in particular, he looks at mine site rehab, and then there are, in these old mine sites, lots of concoctions of chemicals coming out of often acid-attacked minerals that then subsequently react in the water column and turn into a new mineral. So those sort of diagrams that I showed you, those stability field diagrams, that's why they become quite important, because these are processes that routinely happen. Now, we need some understanding of soil structure. For those of you that have done Paul Nelson's soil course, this will be just a revision. So who's done Paul's soil course? Doing it? Yeah, okay. Well, hopefully it'll agree pretty much. Like, usually my students point out little things that might differ between the two, and I then fix mine up, because Paul, you know, that's his area. For everybody else, this is just a basic sort of intro. The picture there is of a banded iron formation, and we're looking at the red bands here as containing lots of iron, hence the name of that formation. These were put down a long time ago when we've got the oxic-anoxic boundary moving. You remember the processes involved at, if we're looking at the bottom of the ocean for instance, changes in the sulfur cycle on either side of that boundary. In this case here, we're changing the oxidation state of iron from being a soluble material into an insoluble material, which then precipitates out and then transformed into these coloured